A key theme of the party conference at the weekend was putting Northern Ireland at the heart of the union. How do you think the link up with the Conservatives can achieve that?
I think it's integral to it. I think unionists, certainly over the last three decades from both parties, have been critiquing this idea that Northern Ireland is on the window ledge of the union, that we haven't been an integral part of the UK. Our link up with the UK Conservative Party changes that entirely. It ensures that the type of politics that is experienced throughout the rest of the UK is experienced here too. We're no longer on the window ledge. We are indeed at the heart of the union now. And I mean, certainly I would know DUP members who would accept privately that unionism hasn't had this type of real influence with an incoming government. We're probably talking, going back to the Home Rule crisis. That's the last time unionism was as absolutely integral to the British political system as it is now.
How big a blow was it that Lady Herman didn't appear at the conference?
Wouldn't say it was a blow. It was a disappointment, not a surprise or shock, I think. I think most people assumed she wouldn't be there. Parties continues to show considerable patience. The door is still open. The party leadership still wants Sylvia as an important part of this project. But no, her presence on Saturday, disappointing, but not a blow and not a surprise either.
How will the party deal with any internal dissent over the pact with the Conservatives?
I guess, well, the first thing to say, has been very little internal dissent. The party executive unanimously endorsed on two different occasions the link-up with the UK Conservatives. The party is self-confident enough that it doesn't have to come down hard on the very few people who have objected. Those who want to protest, we can let them do that. It's not going to affect the wider project.
Sir Regis' speech on Saturday, he did focus quite a lot on how he saw the executive wasn't functioning properly under the DUP and Sinn Féin. What influence can Dáil Éireann use to change things at Stormont?
A number of things. Firstly, the way our ministers act and work in the Northern Ireland executive can be an example of the way things should be. The very fact that Sir Reg is there as a minister around the Northern Ireland executive table gives him a platform to speak out against the way the present executive is actually being run as a two-party carve-up. The other thing is that Peter Robinson himself has said that he cannot devolve policing and justice without the actual support of the four parties around the executive table. So we're making it clear that if Peter Robinson wants Ulster Unionist support for the devolution of policing and justice, there is a price. And that price is the Northern Ireland Executive functioning as a genuine four-party coalition. And that'll be an immense change. And that's what we're waiting to see now.
Under no circumstances can you imagine the Ulster Unionist and the SDLP withdrawn from the executive?
I wouldn't say under no circumstances. I think all parties could envisage circumstances where we probably could do that. We don't want to. We want to see the Northern Ireland Executive function as a four-party coalition. We built power sharing, and we built it because we know Northern Ireland needs it to emerge out of conflict.
With the arrival of Jim Allister on the scene, splitting the unionist vote now basically into three, can you imagine unionists serving under Martin McGuinness as First Minister?
Well, in a way, unionists already serve under Martin McGuinness as the First Minister. He is the Deputy First. Deputy means very, very little there. There is nothing that Peter Robinson as First Minister can actually do without Martin McGuinness signing off on it. So there'll be no big constitutional shift, no big political shift. There is a symbolic shift. A lot of the blame for this falls on the DUP's shoulders. At the St Andrews talks, they changed the way that the First Minister, Deputy First Minister, was actually elected. Under the Belfast Agreement, the biggest designation within the Northern Ireland Assembly nominated the First Minister. At St Andrews, the DUP changed that to be the biggest party. They messed up, and they messed up big time. Now, hopefully, with the future Conservative government, we will seek to change legislation to ensure that we return to the Belfast Agreement mode.
Where would you like to see the party after the next general election?
We are targeting a number of seats that we're very, very confident about on the basis of our tallies from the European election. We are confident that there's a number of seats, a number of DUP MPs that we're going to be able to effectively take.